Be. The first movement is in sonata form. The second movement is in sonata form. The third movement is a minuet and trio, which we've already studied in this course. And the fourth movement is in sonata form. To remind you of the other thing I told you about Mozart's G minor symphony, apropos of the third movement, I told you that it is Mozart's contrast symphony. There's a terrific degree of contrast, a real level of dramatic angst in Mozart's G minor, Kerschel 550, and that level of conflict and contrast we witnessed in the third movement, we will witness as well in the fourth. A general statement, please. The greater the contrast between the themes, the characters, the greater the implicit and explicit potential for conflict in the movement. So as we meet the themes in the exposition of this Mozart movement, let us be very aware of the degree of contrast between them. The greater the contrast, the greater the potential for conflict. Look, if you don't think that's true, let's just take a second and think about going to a play, and the curtain opens, and on stage are two people playing chess. And they're two men, and they're dressed very much alike in very fancy business suits, and one of them sitting on the left has horn-rimmed glasses and straight brown hair, and he's kind of lanky-looking, and the one on the right has light blonde hair and horn-rimmed glasses and is kind of lanky-looking, and the one on the left says, "Well, your move, Bert," and the one on the right says, "Oh, thank you, Bryce." And you look at these two guys, and there's not a lot of contrast here. So you're wondering, is another character going to come on? Is one of these people actually a cross-dresser? I mean, where's the conflict we need to sustain drama? Now, imagine again, that curtain opens, and on one side of the stage is Heidi, some sweet little mountain girl, dressed in her summer frock, her hair pigtailed and neatly arrayed with ribbons. And on the other side of the chessboard is Attila the Hun, with a huge helmet, a breastplate, a gigantic longsword, huge mustache, and Attila is sweating like all get out as Heidi says, "Checkmate." And he goes, And you say to yourself, "Oh my goodness, we have a degree of contrast here that undoubtedly is about to lead to conflict, and I don't think much about Heidi's future at this particular moment in time. The degree of contrast between the characters, between the themes, will determine the level of conflict possible during the drama. Onward, please, to theme one. Let us listen to it once. We will talk about it extensively. Then we will listen to it again. Theme one, exposition, Mozart, G minor symphony. Now, I want you to think of that as the ugliest piece of music you have ever heard, because in its context, it is brutally ugly. Now, some of you might be thinking, "I didn't think that was so ugly. It's kind of nice." Well, you've been polluted. You've been polluted by Beethoven and the 19th century and TV scores and film scores. Heard in the context of the restraint, good taste, and tuneful elegance of the classical era, this is brutally ugly music. And that's the first thing we must understand. This is not nice, and it goes against the aesthetic grain of its day. Please, let's examine it at great length. First, I would point out that the mode is minor. The mood is quite dramatic, and typically the first theme of a sonata allegro 4 movement will be what we call the dramatic theme. The theme is disjunct. It's characterized by all kinds of jagged leaps and bounds. The dynamics are highly contrasting. We go from loud to soft, from loud to soft. You might say, big deal. Well, what happens if you walk up to someone on the street and they're babbling very loud one moment, and then suddenly soft, and then suddenly loud? Or you walk up to someone at a party and you start talking to them, and one moment they say, "Hello, it's nice to meet you. How are you doing?" I don't know about you, but when someone talks to me like that, I back up fast. Their saliva does not run clear. Yes, it creates a kind of musical schizophrenia, and it should dislodge us and disrupt us. Nextly, the theme is played by the entire orchestra! You see? It shakes us up. The inner phrase structure of this theme, and I will point it out when we re-listen to it, is AA, BA, BA. This is a classical era work. The phrase structure will still be clear and carefully laid out for us. Now, here's how I want us to think about this theme.